All right, let's move on to Max Bombast.
We ran the show, but now we're stepping aside. Gotta change up the lineup if we're gonna survive.
Part that Max used was from American Woman, the which is, you know, if I'm going to be pedantic, and I'm going to be pedantic, that's more of a riff than a chord progression. I mean, though it does have chords, it's, you know, those are power chords, I'm pretty sure, that make that riff up. But I feel like it was used more in a melodic sense, especially since it was played on a bass rather than a harmonic or a, you know, from a chord progression sense. And that just may be me being pedantic, but I thought about it a lot, and I thought, maybe that's not the best use of the challenge. But it still worked. I mean, even though he's only playing the bass notes of the riff from that song, you still know what it is, and it's still used in a different context. So whether it's harmonic or melodic or the fact that it's, you know, played on the bass where it's not a chordal instrument, does it really matter? I don't think so. But it was something that did bug me a little bit. Also, the song is pretty political. But I did like some of the cleverness in the political message, like that "and yet you persisted" line was clearly, I think, about Elizabeth Warren. And just this whole notion of, you know, take the keys, your turn to fix things, I'm sorry we left the world in a fucked up state. I mean, it was a kind of a cool message, but I feel like this message from Max we've heard before in this contest, and it's just more of the same. And I think there's always a risk when you make an overtly political song.
One of the awesome things about the lyrics, though, is that, you know, it's wonderful how the contrafact is such a great direct nod to the subject of the song without stating it outright. Not only that, there's no feminine nouns or no like feminine pronouns in this entire song. So he's not saying anywhere throughout the entire song anything about women or about female politicians. It's just this nonverbal clue that we get from the riff. And I think that's pretty brilliant. I thought the song had great attitude and great lyrics. The vocal melody is fine, but I think the general direction of the vocal melody is kind of less interesting than any of the other competitors this round. And after listening to all these songs on repeat over the past couple of days, this one started to wear on me a little. And it's essentially a riff song based almost entirely around one chord. And I actually went and tried it out. You know, you can play a G minor chord throughout this entire song, except for one measure of D sharp followed by a measure of D in each of the choruses. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with it. I just bring it up to illustrate that my perception of it is probably not just my imagination, that there is something kind of inherently sort of similar throughout the verses and throughout most of the choruses too. Anyway, awesome performance, wonderful take on the challenge, great lyrics, yet probably still not in my top two. Because I wasn't blown away by the vocal melody or the composition as much as I was very impressed by the lyrics and the way that he did the contrafact.
Yeah, it missed out on my top two as well. I certainly appreciated the lyrics and I enjoyed reading them and kind of getting what he was saying. And it didn't occur to me that this may be about American women, although it's never explicitly stated, which is kind of cool. I mean, I certainly caught the "end yet you persisted" line, which is, do you remember what context that was used with Elizabeth Warren? What was she persisting about? Or was it Elizabeth Warren, or was am I completely off base on that?
No, I think you're right. I think it was Elizabeth Warren. She like didn't want to yield her time, or she, no, it was like she was talking about something and the Republican senators kind of wanted her to stop talking about it, and yet she kept on talking about it, like they were cutting her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the very, very specific thing. But.
Nevertheless, she persisted. That is the line. And it's an expression that has been since adopted by the feminist movement. So, yeah, the tie-in there is obvious if I would have just looked a little harder. But congrats for catching it. So, yeah, this song unfortunately does not make my top two either. And a lot of it had to do with just the political nature of it. I'm really tired of political songs and the message I found a little difficult. Even though it's a positive, good message, I'm just not in a place to really hear that. And also, I wasn't super satisfied with how the song really tackled the challenge. So